This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jack Nolan is a great host of Inside Notre Dame Football and the voice of the mighty Fighting Irish. And Mike Bray done a hell of a job in South Bend. We were just talking about that last night on this very show. I'm a fan of not only Bray, but I think Kelly's done a hell of a job in South Bend, and no one can even argue it. I mean, what are you going to say? Jack, thanks for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Huge game down between the hedges.
Oh, an enormous game. Always an honor, by the way, to be on with you. It's a huge game, and Georgia's favorite, and they should be. But the Irish are looking forward to the opportunity with a somewhat undermanned offense. I mean, they get Cole Kmet back, and that's a huge key. They were going to run a lot of two and three tight end sets. He's their best tight end, one of the best tight ends in the nation. Breaks his collarbone down at training camp. Six screws in the collarbone. Cleared to play this week. He's been practicing for a couple weeks. Hasn't taken any hits. He's back. That should help. But losing Jafar Armstrong really hurts them. He is their most versatile and athletic and quickest back. And not having him now has hurt them somewhat offensively. So Notre Dame's defense is going to have to create some problems for Georgia, and I think they can do it. If the defense can create some problems, and the offense and Ian Book, who accounted for six touchdowns last week, they may have some trouble running on Georgia, but if they can move the ball around, and if Book can control this offense and make some big plays, it could be a very interesting night, Nat.
Oh, I think it will be, Jack, and so do you. I mean, the bottom line is you should hear the people on this show from coast to coast all over North America talking about literally last night, and I'm glad we got you on tonight because people were talking about Notre Dame as if they were 2-10. I mean, literally, like, I had a guy tell me last night that the program's going down the drain, and I cussed him out, and then I hung up on him. And then, I mean to tell you, the guy's gone 24-4 the last 4 years, played for a BCS championship and played in the playoff. It couldn't be further from the truth. Notre Dame, their own network on NBC. I mean, it's never been more valuable, Notre Dame football.
Well, I mean, they are about to set an attendance record. Georgia added 500 seats to their stadium for this game. So it's going to be an all-time record crowd for Georgia. And I just did Brian Kelly's radio show here in South Bend, and he said, well, wait a second. Doesn't Georgia play in the SEC? Don't they play Alabama? Don't they play a lot of SEC teams like Auburn? And the biggest crowd in history is going to be Notre Dame. It'll be the 10th college stadium where Notre Dame has been the opponent when that particular stadium, that particular school, has set an all-time attendance record. So not only are they certainly relevant, but for right now, their recruiting is really, really good. And one of the things that gives them a chance on Saturday is they have probably, you have to limit it to starters, but they have probably the best combination trio of defensive ends in the country. And the two starters lead the country in returning quarterback hurries. They didn't get that many sacks last year because they forced quarterbacks to throw the ball too quickly, and that's why Notre Dame got so many interceptions and turnovers. But this is a good defense. Their secondary is even better than it was last year when they were in the top 10 in pass efficiency defense. Their question mark is linebacker. Well, they are very talented and inexperienced, but they are getting better and better, and that's going to be a huge key. Do these young linebackers get the scheme? Do they recognize what Georgia can do? Now, the thing they're going to have to figure out is Georgia's got the biggest offensive line in their history. 6'5", 328 pounds is their average. Is Notre Dame going to be able to handle that? That's one of the big storylines.
Well, no doubt. The great Jack Nolan with us from Inside Notre Dame Football. I have to say, go back to that Notre Dame game in Hard Rock down in Miami, that where that crowd that night was very hostile and rowdy and significant, and it was like the biggest crowd they've had for a Miami football game in 20 years, and then they wiped Notre Dame out. Is that the only game that you can recall that was that huge of a game where Notre Dame actually laid an egg?
Yeah, certainly under Brian Kelly to that degree. Notre Dame wasn't ready for that emotion. I was talking with some players today who said that was the loudest game they'd ever been at. And I kind of even think I've got to take some responsibility for that, because right before that, they released Catholics versus Convicts, that big ESPN 30 by 30 documentary, which is outstanding. And it's not because I'm in it for about 15 minutes, but it, you know, it documented that great game back in 1988 where Notre Dame beat the Jimmy Johnson led Miami Hurricanes.
I was there.
To win the national championship.
I was there.
I mean, what an unbelievable game. I mean, people still ask me. I got interviewed last night, one of those five-question things, your top games at Notre Dame. And my top football game is that game back in 1988. I was actually doing about seven of the games on local TV at that time. Notre Dame was the only school in the country that had all their games televised. But that's my top football game, and my top basketball game is the five-overtime game with Louisville. But, I mean, that will never be replaced. But that got so much publicity. And let's be honest, television-wise, they're starting to get some competition, but ESPN still rules the world. And I think that that created an atmosphere that just got that crowd in Miami so fired up, because the next week they didn't even sell out. I mean, I watched their game after they had upset Notre Dame, and you would have thought you were playing in a library. But Notre Dame ran into an absolute beehive, and they weren't ready, and the turnover chain and the whole thing in Miami got rolling, and it was a bad night.
Do you think that
there have been few nights like that outside the 4-8 season?
So, sorry, do you think that Jack Nolan with us, that like, because over the years, as I was a kid growing up and near South Bend in Valparaiso, and I went to every game. And I've told you that before. I saw every game Montana ever played there. I was there live for all of it. And because my dad was friends with Devine. Now, here's the deal. I think that the Miami-Notre Dame rivalry is one that they have kind of missed the boat on. I just thought it was so fabulous and so intense that they always, you know, give us Michigan and Stanford and USC and Navy. I get all that wonderfulness. But it's Miami. That's the one that was always the best. The Notre Dame-Miami games that I went to as a kid and even to this day are the best ones ever.
Well, they were incredible. For all, I got to be honest with you, they got rid of it because Notre Dame didn't feel safe down there. Notre Dame folks got threatened. They got threatened. WMDU, a television station I used to work for,
right,
went down and did live shots. The day after the game, they went to drive the satellite truck away, and the tires fell off because somebody had stolen the luggage. But literally, Notre Dame administrators were threatened. They were spit on. Things were thrown at them. And there was just an atmosphere. They felt it was getting too intense, and that is one of the reasons why they let it die off.
Wow, that is crazy. Let me ask you, I love this kid book, and I just have a hard time believing, you know, and I guess if it happens, so be it. But I have a hard time believing that anyone can blow that kid out. Seriously, this two touchdown against that kid and that talent, that speed, that coaching. I just think this is going to be like that game a couple years ago. It's just going to be a good game. What is this blowout stuff?
Well, I mean, I just think everybody wants to see Notre Dame get blown out. You know, there's that myth that Notre Dame remains independent because it's money. It's not. They're losing $15 to $20 million a year because they're not in a conference with the value of a conference television package. The NBC package was very lucrative when they started it. And Notre Dame, I mean, it's still lucrative for seven games, but it's not generating what the SEC network or the Big Ten network derives. I think the question that people have about Notre Dame, and is well-deserved, is that without Jafar Armstrong, and Jameer Smith is also very doubtful, is you've got Tony Jones, and then they're not sure. They don't have any other proven running backs. And the Notre Dame offensive line, young, talent is still coming together. They have had trouble dominating so far. They had some trouble running up the middle against New Mexico. So if you look at that, how are you going to beat Georgia? They're going to have to beat them in different ways. Book's going to have to throw, and they're just going to have to run some offenses that offensive schemes that gets the ball on the perimeter, which is something they can do. Don't be surprised if Avery Davis, number four, who may be the fastest guy on the team, he touched it once against New Mexico, went 59 yards for a touchdown. He started as a quarterback, then they switched him to running back, then defensive back. Now he's back as a running back. They have to exploit their athleticism. I wish this game were in November. because I think Notre Dame will have figured out a lot of the stuff that they're trying to figure out now. But, I mean, Notre Dame, it's certainly – they have the talent to be very competitive down there, and I don't think that Georgia – I know Georgia has not faced anybody. What people are not thinking about, there are some question marks offensively. This is a good Notre Dame defense. Their secondary is better than last year. Their defensive line, especially their ability to get into the backfield, is outstanding. Their question mark is linebacker, but it's not a lack of skill. It's not a lack of talent. It's not a lack of quickness. It's a lack of experience. How far have they come in the first 3 weeks of the season? We're going to figure that out on Saturday.
Respectfully, Jack, I got 1 minute. Tell me what you think of, like, because I like Bray, and does he have the juice now that, like, Digger had in South Bend? Because I think he's done a hell of a job. Do you think he's past Digger in terms of juice?
I'm not sure what you mean by juice.
You know, like, Digger's aura was so gigantic, in my opinion, and taking on Bob Knight and beating UCLA and everything else. Has he passed his aura, his juice?
Well, I think it's two dramatically different eras separated by decades. Mike Bray is the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. He's the only one who's won a championship, an ACC championship. And we can talk about this all night. But Notre Dame, their second year in the ACC, went down to North Carolina and beat Duke and North Carolina to win the ACC championship. If you had run into me when you were coming to those games as a kid and asked me if I thought that would ever happen, I would say absolutely not. He's got more top 10 wins than anybody. Yeah, I mean, he is the winningest and an enormously respected coach. I'm not going to put one over the other because they're different eras. Times were different. When Digger was there, it was the era of the independent, Marquette, Notre Dame, that DePaul. That can't happen today. This is conference basketball. Digger did have the advantage of controlling his schedule and being able to set up when he played big-time teams. No Notre Dame coach has ever played as many ranked teams year in and year out as Mike Bray does. And I think people here definitely recognize that.
You're the man, Jack. Honestly, you got me all fired
up.
Anytime,
my friend.
You got me all fired up, Jack. Thanks a lot. You lit my fire tonight. I can't wait for the Notre Dame-Georgia game on Saturday. It's always a pleasure, Jack.
I wish you were with me. I am standing outside O'Rourke's Irish Pub. I'm looking at the stadium. I'm sitting here actually with the Delta flight crew that's going to be on the planes with the team down to Athens tomorrow.
Man.
And they all say hello. So thank you very much.
You got the life, Jack. I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench.
I do. Anytime. Thank you.
There he is, Jack Nolan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.